Is this the most thoughtful new Blanco tequila on the market today? Cara Bueno Tequila, it's about patience, purpose, and pride, and winning double gold at the Agaves Awards. They did a good job. Today, we're going to dive into this one. I'll be honest, this is a tequila that I don't know a lot about, and I don't know a lot about the distillery either. Not 1564. I think it's the first tequila I've had from there, but we're going to pop this one today and give it a try. This tequila is the dream of Victor Diaz. He grew up surrounded by agave fields in Jalisco. From just 14 years old, he knew this was a world he was going to be a part of. It was pretty much his destiny. He moved to Austin, Texas back in 2012, was bartending a lot. That's where he really learned and built a community that shaped the idea for this tequila. Over a decade later, the dream became a reality. Blending Mexican tradition with the spirit of Austin hospitality, this tequila, Cara Bueno, literally means good face or good heart. A name that captures the brand's purpose, and a tequila made with patience, good energy, and a respect for the land. This is one that I'll have an interview put together with the owner so we can talk about the production method and exactly what they did to make this tequila. But we know it's 100% blue agave. We know it's from Nevaez, and that's really all we know today. So let's pop this one and check it out right now. So let's do a fresh pop. Ah, there you go. Let's give it a pour. All right, on the nose, I get some nice citrus, some pineapple, some grapefruit, maybe a little lime, a hint of a nice floral, and I get a nice cooked agave as well. Let's dive into the taste. Cooked agave, lemongrass, some real herbal spice, nice peppery lingeringness. It's got a nice mouthfeel, tastes pretty clean, has an interesting sweetness, but I don't really pick up anything fake. It does have a nice, like, pepper minerality that comes into the finish with a little citrus zest. This is pretty good tequila. No surprise this got a double gold at the 2025 Agaves Awards. For a young brand, that's a big deal. But for the flavor of this and the nose of this, this is a good tequila. Something I really respect about their company and their process here is their commitment to sustainability. This distillery reuses and recycles water, composts their waste into their agave fields, and every bottle is hand-blown glass. And we're going to learn about this bottle when we do the interview. Again, like I said, a tequila I don't know a whole lot about, but I'm enjoying it right now. I can't wait to learn more about it and give you guys more information. But if you're looking for a new Blanco that's clean tasting, that's really sweet, a little bit different than some of the other tequilas with that lemongrass and some of those flavors that I explained, this is one to try out. If you've tried this tequila, please leave me a comment. Let me know what you thought of it. If you haven't, pick it up. And if you like these reviews, please subscribe, like for more that are coming soon. And I will get an interview with the owner soon, and we'll talk about this tequila. Thanks for tuning in.